All right, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Leah, and here are a few of the other authors on this that worked on this program evaluation with me. And I'm going to be telling you about a multi-site program evaluation that we did starting in 2011 to 2014. And I'm really going to be focusing on the site visits part of it, but I'll also give you a little bit of background on that as well. And so I have no disclosures to share with you all. So a little bit of background. So back in May of 2011, the VA Office of Specialty Care started two initiatives. So they funded two initiatives called e-consults, or electronic consults, and Specialty Care Access Network Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes. It's very long, right? That's a mouthful. So we all call it SCAN or SCAN Echo. And both of these were really aimed to try to improve specialty care for veterans. So I just wanted to go over the initiative's overall goals before I get into more of the details today. So first of all, the VA is really focused on patient-centered care. A lot of you have probably heard that if you're familiar with the VA at all, and I think almost everyone in here is. And also to make that care timely, efficient, evidence-based, and to constantly improve care coordination. Also access. Judith mentioned that the VA does have problems with access, so these initiatives were really focusing on trying to improve that access for specialty care. And specifically, a lot of veterans live in rural areas, and there's a lot of what are called community-based outpatient clinics. A lot of those clinics don't have specialists, so the specialists are in the cities. The primary care docs might be in the community. So these initiatives are trying to bridge that gap. Another goal of the initiative then was to reduce that travel that goes along with those veterans living in more rural areas and those expenditures that go along with the travel. And finally, to make everyone, veterans and providers, happier. So then as far as the evaluation center, that began in November 2011. So there's this entity called QERI, which is Quality Enhancement Research Initiative at the VA, and they partnered with the Office of Specialty Care to fund the evaluation centers. So I work for a few doctors at the Denver VA, and one is Dr. Mike Ho, and he was part of getting that grant to form this evaluation center that I'm a part of. And then this is what the eval center looks like. So it started out with a collaboration between Denver and Seattle, really focusing on qualitative parts of it, and then Cleveland, Ann Arbor, and East Orange, New Jersey VAs. And it came together, those five sites, really into a nice team that was very collaborative, so very virtual. Obviously, people in Denver, I got to see face-to-face and do work with, but the virtual center really came together nicely to connect this evaluation. So a little background on e-consults if you're not familiar with them. They're also referred to as chart-only consults or virtual consults, and they're referrals that involve focused diagnostic or therapeutic questions. So PCPs can put in a question into the VA's electronic medical record and ask a specialist, and then they'll get recommendations back. And the goal is to really try to cut down on in-person specialty visits that can be taken care of electronically. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of stats then, since we have been working on this since 2011. So we have different statisticians working on return on investment numbers. So the percentage of e-consult patients with those community-based providers grew from 2011 from about 30% to 45%. So pretty strong growth there. And then here are some stats as well that show that average potential travel miles per community clinic patient was about 72, and that translates into 6,875,631 total potential miles saved, and then also $2,853,387 in potential saved travel reimbursement. So then a little bit of background on SCAN Echo. So also uses the video, or also uses technology, but instead of like electronic consults in the med record, uses video conferencing, or if there's a primary care provider like in a main city that has specialists, it might be in person. And these are, these are involved with more complex patients. So something that goes beyond an e-consult, the provider might bring a case presentation there and say, I really have this tough patient, can you give me some feedback on this? And these are usually about an hour and sometimes weekly. And this has been important that the workload is captured both for primary care and specialists. They both get workload credit. And then just a few stats on this. Almost 4,000 scan sessions have been conducted since the beginning of this, over 200 providers, and 3,347 patient cases. So I just wanted to also give you an outline of the other parts of our mixed method eval before I talk about the site visits. So we first did surveys with providers to assess different constructs of importance to initiative implementation and what they thought would succeed. So this evaluation really started at the beginning of eConsults and SCAN rolling out at these sites, so it didn't come in later. From those surveys, we then conducted several qualitative interviews. We started with 3 high-volume eConsult and SCAN sites and 5 low-volume. And we did these interviews shortly after the initiative started and also a year after follow-up. I just shared with you some of the ROI numbers, so that's another part. Obviously, volume data on eConsults and SCAN sessions, and we also do a lot of like mapping, GIS mapping, to see where these are taking place around the country. And then finally, we did 8 qualitative site visits at VA medical centers to assess the facilitators and barriers of implementation and adoption. So I just wanted to talk about next a little bit of the site visit data collection that we did. So these were in 2013. We went out in pairs. There was one group that went 3 people together, but mostly it was just pairs of evaluators. And the site selection was based on a few different factors. The first one was convenience to where our evaluation centers were located. So we did do a site visit in Denver, Ann Arbor, and Cleveland. We also tried to go to sites that had both ScanEcho and eConsults, so we could get both perspectives on both of those. And then if possible, we tried to talk to sites that were not included in the phone interviews that we did. And the Office of Specialty Care also gave us a little bit of input on where they thought it would be good to go to. And then from those site visits, we interviewed 46 individuals and also conducted 12 focus groups with 58 participants in those. So as far as data analysis, if any of you are familiar with qualitative methods, a lot of times the standard is to transcribe, code, all of that. We did this a lot more rapidly. And we really focused on evaluators' field notes and reflections. So it was built in at the end of the day and sometimes at lunch to go over everything with your partner and then go over it at the end of the day. And so you had all these like great notes right away. And the people that worked on this presentation with me, we really took all that data, and obviously it was a lot. I showed you those numbers. Great, and then we assessed these site visit findings in relation to those phone interview findings with the key stakeholders. And I'm just gonna show you this graphic for a second, and I can talk to you more about it later, but we did apply then from our evaluation findings this replicating effective programs implementation framework. So we looked at from pre-implementation, implementation, maintenance, and evolution, and the different elements inside those boxes are what we heard from the respondents that we interviewed and did focus groups specifically at the site visits. And I'm not gonna talk too much on that today, but I can obviously give you more information on that in some of our reports. So I just wanted to go over kind of in finishing up benefits specific to the eConsult ScanEcho site visits as well as doing site visits as a whole. So we really found that the people we interviewed shared with us on the site visits, they felt personally empowered and shared much more detailed stories and examples of that. They also shared with us increased satisfaction with work and collaboration, especially with the primary care providers and specialists, and especially those in the rural areas compared to the cities. And they also felt that these two initiatives helped to keep providers and also attract new ones, which is always a challenge at the VA. And again, also the initiatives assisted in communicating new clinical guidelines into practice. There are, of course, challenges as well. Definitely frustration with getting money for these initiatives and then not being able to hire people in a timely manner. So it's super difficult. Everyone involved in the VA probably is somewhat familiar with that. And this is also a huge challenge that has somewhat gotten better, is the lack of sufficient time to attend SCAN sessions or to answer or put in eConsults. And so that was something we heard in the interviews that we fed back to the Office of Specialty Care. And the places that listened to that and were able to give providers more time really thrived with both of these. And sites that weren't able to do that struggled with that. And also another challenge, desire for additional leadership support to ensure more comprehensive initiative adoption. And then finally, what we found beneficial, we really found these added significantly to how we understood both of these initiatives and the implementation, the care coordination processes, the working relationships. People were much more candid in person, gave again really great, really rich examples, and we got to understand like the cultural aspects of their and work environment through the focus groups specifically. Also, it was much easier for us to get access to leadership by going in person than getting them on the phone. So when you come in person, I think it shows a little bit more investment, and then those higher-up leaders gave us their time. We're also, these two next items were pretty cool. We were able to use video technology. For example, I went to the LAVA and do video technology with some of their community-based providers really easily. So still interview them while they're on their home turf and they could see that we were there. And we also observed some of these scan sessions and then did the focus groups right after, which was a really interesting way to collect data and get people's responses right when they're in it. Versus later and recall. And then let's see here. Oh, one other thing, when you have them in person, they won't like multitask like when they're on the phone. Finally, just to wrap up, while site visits can be really cost and time intensive, we felt with this large program evaluation, it was a really, really good addition to it. These findings have helped inform further expansion of eConsult and ScanEcho and other specialty care initiatives. There's a few more the VA's rolled out recently. And also, like, really we're able to build rapport between the evaluation team and those that we interviewed. And that's everything I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leah.